Family Home Evening.
With Dead Mormons.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Charlotte.
And we're about to take a shot of whiskey.
Because we're really smart. Ugh. It's so good. Mandy just heaved.
That was a lot.
It's the angel's anus.
Oh, sweet justice. It was like three shots in one.
You didn't have to drink the whole thing.
Well, you said we were doing shots.
Because we like to do this combination of whiskey and wine that never ends well, but yet we do it every time.
We're like, we're tired. We need to be funny for the internet. I know, let's drink whiskey. And now this is what you get. So, if you're just joining us for the first time, this is a podcast. We're here to get drunk for you and dance.
Dance, man.
With no pants on. But you can't see it. And tell you stories about times we got drunk and did stupid shit.
That's a fact. sometimes tell you the cool things that are happening in the world and the not so cool things that are happening in the world.
The Matt Gaetzes of the world.
Right. That was mud butt turd girl.
Perjury traitor green.
Cheers.
Let's have a sip of the real drink, which is, what are we drinking here, Charlotte?
Federalist wine. It's a Cabernet. Lodi.
It's all right.
It could be better.
Shout out to our patrons.
Hey, patrons. You're the coolest. I actually got to go have dinner with one of our patrons last weekend. And it was pretty freaking rad.
Hey, Debs. I'd like to repent.
There's a lot of things to repent for this week.
That episode last week was a little out of our normal zone. We were drinking.
A lot.
We drank frosés by the pool. And
Courtney could not talk into the mic to save her life.
She was relaxing.
She was very funny, if you could hear what she was saying. As you could tell, because me and Mandy laughed quite a bit. At everything she was saying, because it was hilarious. And then when I went to listen to it in the car, I'm like, what the? I was there, and I don't even know what this bitch be talking about.
Yeah, I sliced the commercial into the audio as well, and apparently it put it in the wrong spot, right. Which I'm not blaming on myself, because I was dead sober when I did that. I'm blaming that on Anchor.
Right.
Anchor, a podcast platform. You can record right from your phone. It'll fuck up your shit, but you should try it.
I also would like to repent. I said that The Flight Attendant was on Netflix. It's HBO Max.
Oh, big mistake.
Yeah, I'm repenting.
Huge.
But yes, so better audio this week is off.
Hopefully it's Sunday night at 9:30 p.m.
This will be coming into your ear holes in about, I don't know.
2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. No edits.
Listen. We could release it at 4 a.m. They might not notice.
Sure. What about the people on the other side of the world?
Oh.
Who are hungrily awaiting our beautiful and angelic
Nigeria,
voices.
Sorry, you're right.
Hey, I have a little break from our standard Mormon corner this week, because I want to tell the listeners about the Mormon mansion that I stayed in last week.
Yes.
I went to a little town called Le'ie on the island of Oahu, which you may or may not know is completely founded by Mormons and owned by Mormons. All the businesses are Mormons. And my friends who rented the house we stayed in, the mansion, did not know this. Because when I got there, I was like, oh my God, this place is amazing. And it's like an entire wall of the house opens up to basically you're just hanging over the ocean. It's beautiful. It's incredible. And they're like, yeah, we tried to get you some wine, but we couldn't find anything. Like, I think the wine was sold out at the store or something. And I was like, did you find anything else? Did you find any beer? No, we couldn't find any beer either. I was like, yeah, did you try buying cigarettes? Did you try buying pornos? Did you try seeing a rated R movie? You can't.
This is Mormon country.
This town is owned by Mormons.
I do want to maybe correct you, or maybe you could correct me.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure the Mormons didn't found that city,
the
right?
The town?
The town. Well, I'm sure the native people did.
Well, probably, yes. Actually, so I was curious about when the Mormons got there, and I don't know when exactly that town was established. I don't think the native Hawaiians had the town of Lightyear.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I found out that the Mormons went over there in 1850 which was, I don't know, some years after, not very many years after.
They've been around that long?
Yeah.
Mormons?
Yeah. Well, Joseph Smith, I think, started the religion, I don't know, 30 years before that, maybe.
Okay.
So it's pretty old, but yeah. Anyway, they, I guess there was some deal happening where, you know, Native Hawaiian people were practicing their ancient rituals, and the threat, there was a threat from France saying, like, hey, you gotta let us have our Christian shit. And so basically with, I think they were threatened to be attacked or something like that. So King Kamehameha III was like, all right, fine. And he decreed this. It's called the Edict of Toleration, which is basically like, we're going to tolerate your Catholic bullshit.
Right.
Your Christian bullshit. And yeah, so that's when, so when that Edict of Toleration was decreed, that's when the Mormons could come in too, because everybody was like, all of a sudden it was like freedom of religion.
Right.
And so, yeah, 1850, they came in and set up shop, and they, you know, had that whole town. They built that temple. There's actually a really beautiful Mormon temple out there in Laie.
You can't go in it.
I can't. Oh, no, I can't go in it. Have you look, I'm on my way to hell. You gotta answer questions. You gotta get a temple recommend. You gotta get all kinds of shit.
This shit ain't happening.
But yeah, they built that in 1921 or something like that. Well, looks like my no edit policy is going right out the window. It was in the early 1900s. 1919, okay. 1921, something like that. Anyways, it's a very beautiful temple, and it's been there for, you know, since that long. They right. built the whole Polynesian Cultural Center out there, which apparently is amazing and pretty culturally accurate.
Okay. They didn't bastardize it?
No. Yeah, a lot of people really love it. But anyway, yeah, that's the town. The town of Laie is owned by Mormons. Everyone who lives there is Mormon. We had a little private beach, Mormon mansion, and we snuck in booze, and we got drunk.
We're sinners. We've been watching the new Under the Banner of Heaven, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, so you're a tare, right? You'd be considered a tare.
Oh, separate the tares from the wheat.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm the wheat, clearly.
Whatever. I see that tattoo on your arm.
Oh, is that the? Is that, did that do it?
Was that the nail in my proverbial coffin? I should have repented for this too. I immediately got sunburned. The very first thing I did when I got there, I loaded up with sunscreen. Doesn't matter. I just totally forgot how to Hawaii. I lived on that island for almost 10 years and I burned the shit out of myself the very first day. Boo. Anyway, that's Mormon Corner for you. A little history on the town of Laie, Hawaii.
Nice. I like it. Well, cool shit. Under the Banner of Heaven is still doing good things for me. I like it.
How'd you like that Renaissance Pleasure Fair we went to today?
That was nice, except for I keep blowing my nose and just dirt and dust keep coming out.
It's very dusty.
Very, very dusty. I inhaled so much dirt.
This was my first Ren Fair, and I was really lucky I got to go because I was supposed to have to work today. And my coworker happened to be already be there, and he let me go. I only That's had to awesome. Do like a little bit of stuff today.
Yeah, today was a full day. We started off waking up super early, driving down to Seal Beach, which is maybe like 30 minutes from here.
It's three exits after my regular commute.
Right.
To work.
On our local radio station. Well, it's not even local. It's a radio station that's, you know, whatever.
KLOS
that does Breakfast with the Beatles every Sunday. And one Sunday a month, they do a live recording where we get to go drink endless mimosas mm-hmm. and eat sushi, which is weird. It's a Kobe Steakhouse.
Well, they have breakfast food, too.
It's they like do. But it's funnier if you're drinking mimosas and champagne and sushi.
And their sushi's good. Like, I actually end up usually getting sushi. It's like 9 a.m. and I'm like, sushi.
Right. But yeah, so we drank a lot of that. Then we headed over to the Ren Fair. It was also my first Ren Fair. I would have mm-hmm. loved that shit in high school.
Oh my god, pricey. It was so fun.
There's a lot of pricey things.
Yeah,
in there.
Surprisingly.
Right? $300 for a skirt. I'm like, ooh, ouch. I spent $100 on a purse, but that shit was well worth it. Like, I saw the value in it. But $300 for a skirt that I can make myself, I'm good.
Yeah, we went there in our street clothes. I don't know. I thought I was going to be at work, so I had, like, work clothes on, but it was really hot. Well, it was supposed to be hotter, but we had a nice cloud cover, but it was really hot walking around in denim. So we're like looking for stuff to buy. And of course, everybody's all decked out in, you know, pirate outfits and wenches and, you know, fairies.
Boobs
and
are shelved up to their chins. It's great. Yeah,
it was, there were so many great costumes. And then there's this whole tribe of people who put this on. They live there and they camp there all weekend and they do it, I don't know, however many weekends a year.
I think it's Dawn, like six.
Dawn was saying six. But it reminded me a lot of, like, Oregon Country Fair or, like, Barter Fair.
Right.
Except for, like, Renaissance.
Right.
You know?
But I, when we do it again, I think we'll dress properly.
Yeah.
And then we'll also do the pub crawl because that also looked amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody, you know, talks in the, you know, get thee thy fill in the blank. Whatever.
Another ale, wench.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun. And, yeah, I'm definitely going to go back to that. And now I'll know what to wear.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I also hate to say it, but half of the stuff you could have bought on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, we got some really cute parasols.
We got, yeah, I liked those because I've been looking on Amazon for different umbrella or parasols. And this one, you know, I liked it. It was $100, but it was worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, those skirts, those $300 skirts were a little, like, I tried it on, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I can peel my sweaty jeans off of my sweaty body. And I walked down and I was like, I'm going to buy this. And we were like, I was like, how much is this skirt? And she's like, oh, those are three. And I was like, three? That's $100.
How was it to put those sweaty jeans back on?
It was horrible. But it was better than spending $300 on a skirt.
I also would pay the $300 to not put the jeans back on.
I just like that they call it the Renaissance Pleasure Fair,
right,
too.
Well, my favorite, I was talking to a client. She's like, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, oh, I'm going to do the Breakfast with the Beatles. And then we're going to the Ren Fair. She's like, what's the Ren Fair? I'm like, I don't know. It's like a Ren, it's called Ren Fair. You dress up like old-timey, like, you know, Holy Grail time, like bring out your dead. Like, she's like, oh, Ren. I think they used to call that something else. And she had to Google it. She's like, oh, Renaissance Fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, Ren, short for Renaissance. I got it. Thanks.
Are you telling me she got a haircut when she was there or something?
One of my other clients got her haircut by a sickle. Like she volunteered herself. Like, I'll get a haircut. And with a sickle, they cut her hair. And then she had to come help me fix it.
Was it terrible?
Actually, it wasn't the worst. They could have done a lot worse.
Interesting.
It was great.
Yeah, so that was fun. Our Star Wars night was pretty fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I got to dress up like Leia, and I looked fucking awesome.
Yeah. Courtney stole the show with her
Chewie.
She
did, yeah.
She happens to have the exact same color hair, naturally long reddish-brown hair that's Chewie's fur.
Right.
And so her whole outfit was just, I mean, every little kid wanted to stop and stare at her and talk to her.
Take pictures with her.
Oh, yeah. She was like the star of Disneyland.
We didn't get to do any impersonations of Chewie, though, which was unfortunate.
Yeah. I think my only criticism of that whole thing was that it was oversold, I feel.
Okay.
Because, you know, they had all these really cool photo ops. Like, you know, they had the speeder bikes, and they had the Jawas, and they had the Tusken Raiders, and the Ewoks, and the whole Red Guard with the Emperor
right.
and Darth Vader
oh, yeah,
and all
that was
stuff.
Awesome.
There was so much cool stuff. But it was like a 2-hour wait for
to take
each
a picture,
one.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to do that.
No, I wasn't either. Like, fuck that. And the snacks, you know, they had all these cool snacks, but you had to wait a long time
right.
to get in there. And, like, we were able to see the fireworks show, which was pretty badass. Like, the whole Sleeping Beauty Castle was basically, like, on fire. There was these, like, what, 50-100-foot flames, flaming torches coming up behind it, along with the fireworks and with all the Star Wars music and stuff. And we had gotten there, like, we didn't realize how many people were there. So we're, like, trying to find a good spot. There's nowhere to stop. Everything is jam-packed. And so we get on one of those, like, little kid Astro Blaster rides.
Right.
So we're riding that around watching the fireworks, which was actually kind of genius.
Right.
But it's like you just look out at the crowd and there's thousands of lightsabers. So it was just, I think it would have been a lot of fun if they hadn't sold so many tickets to
right.
it.
No, that's true. And, yeah, halfway through I was like, I have to ditch this fucking lightsaber. I can't carry this shit anymore. And never again will I stay at the Disney Resort Hotel. Like,
yeah.
I'll pay the extra money and go to the Grand California.
Yeah.
Because it's just, that walk is brutal.
Totally.
I mean, it's closer than any other place, you know, that's not a Disneyland, you know, hotel. But it's still far enough away that No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Especially when you consider, you know, you've got four people staying in a room. It really would have only been like $50 each more. Right.
Totally.
But when you're looking at that price tag, you're like, I can't $900 yeah. for one room for one night.
But it was $600 for the room we had. So it's just so dumb. But it was worth it. It was fun. I had a good time. And then I got to go this weekend on Friday. I got to go see Sir Paul McCartney at the SoFi Theater. And that was fucking rad. And that guy is 80 years old and like still just rocking it. This is my third time I've seen him. The first time I got to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and then right before COVID, we got to see him at the Petco Arena in San Diego. And like those tickets were like $100 each ish. This one was $260 for like nosebleeds. I immediately was like, no, I'm out. I've seen him twice. I don't need to see him again. That's a stupid amount of money for such a huge like arena, because you're really just watching them on a TV screen anyways, right?
You called it SoFi Theater, so I'm
Arena.
SoFi Arena. The new arena in LA.
It's where the Super Bowl was this year. Mm-hmm. But then I watched the Get Back documentary, and it was so awesome, and I was just like, fuck it, he's 80 years old. He might not be alive forever. He might be, but he might not. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going. So we went, and it was worth it, and it was awesome.
And wait, tell the people how much parking was.
$100 for parking. Fucking parking. So, so stupid. And again, we split it four ways, which was nice.
Yeah. But bananas. That's but bananas.
That's just crazy town. And we're going to go see Ringo Starr at the Greek for a quarter of that price.
I have one more thing for cool shit.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I'm passing it your way. So today, finally, I got them in the mail. It is, read it to the people, what I just gave you.
It's an emergency mini toilet. All the people can use. And it's also in, is that Japanese? No.
That is Japanese. Is it? Yes. So now, the next time we want a car party, and we don't want to make Craig pull over, we can just...
Oh, it's got a little, thing.
It looks like a bag, like a long rectangle bag.
This is where the tank goes.
It's got a lip. Sort of thing. Kind of
so
cup.
Many chemicals in there, I'm guessing.
I'm gonna open it up and just see.
Oh, what did I inhale?
Oh, there's a there's very absorbent pad in there.
It's a maxi pad, but in a bag shape.
So you just like, so when you
other way around. That'd be the way you do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because imagine the gravity, the dripping, right?
Yeah. Anyways, it looks like a bag with a lip. The lips sort of look like vagina lips.
The vagina lips go around your b-hole area.
Okay.
So that it doesn't, you know, drip out. Yeah.
And then you just have to get comfortable with peeing into a basically Ziploc bag.
In front of people.
In a car. So anyway.
While it's moving.
We finally got the goods. I'm gonna take a picture of this so you guys can see it. And we're going to test it out in a car ride. And we're going to take Craig's new truck. We're going to use our emergency mini toilets.
Oh, he'll love that.
While we're on the road.
That's a great idea.
And we'll give you guys a review when we're when the mission's been completed.
1.5 stars.
There was urine everywhere. You're in luck.
You're out of time.
You're out of time to pee anywhere but in a bag.
Should we go into this motherfucker? There's so much to cover. Oh, you know what? Cool shit. I've got one more thing for cool shit.
Okay.
There is a guy who is a Lyft driver who went to pick up this couple outside of a bar that apparently they owned.
I saw this. Where was it at?
So it was in Pennsylvania, and his name is James Bode, B-O-D-E, Bodasafa. he was a Lyft driver in Pennsylvania. He picked up this couple, and when this woman got in the back, she said, oh, look, it's a white guy. And he said, excuse me? And she's like, look, he's white, and he speaks English and everything. And he's just like, get out. And she's just like, what? Are you serious? Oh, just kidding. He's like, no, get the fuck out. Like, that's not appropriate. And the husband's like, wait, seriously, you're not gonna give us a ride? He's like, no, it's totally inappropriate what she said. He's like, you know, and then he started cursing him out and
using the N word.
Used the N word. I was gonna say, and like, was he followed up his racism with more racism. And the guy was like, no, get the fuck out of here. And then it turns out they're the owners of the bar, so that's going to suck for them.
Yeah, what's the name of the bar?
Well, let me put the...
Fossil's last stand.
Yep. So it was great. So luckily, you know, he recorded everything. So when I saw that this morning, it made, at first I don't know why I misread the title and I thought he was being racist too. And I'm like, why would he share it if he was also being racist? And then I watched it. I was like, oh no, he's a goddamn hero.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me, I learned this on Twitter. I had no idea. You know how sometimes you'll see business names that are like cutesy versions of like a regular word, but they'll use a K instead, like Quick Country Kitchen or right. something, or, you know, whatever, but they'll replace the C with the K or the K sound with a K.
Right.
That was a way for KKK people to like signal to each other that they were KKK. That's back in the day.
Up. Really? How fucked
yeah, that. Like Quick Stop or, you know, like stuff yeah. like that. I don't know that every business is like that, but that was a legit thing.
Interesting. Right? Well, now I got anything that's got a can, I've got to double check before I give it any money.
Right, and I don't know that you'd even be able to find it, and it might be like an old business that was right. started by somebody's racist grandparents, but...
That's true.
Still, but, you know, interesting.
Change the name.
Yeah, right? Totally, totally. All right. Okay, so this motherfucker. I really, really... I'm getting excited for the midterms. I got my ballot in the mail. We have the glorious opportunity to get Todd Spitzer, who is the district attorney of Orange County. We are voting on his ballot. So obviously we're voting against him.
Yes.
I kind of just want to write in anybody but Todd Spitzer.
Right. Don't care who it is. Just not him.
Yeah. But his like campaign posters, billboards, signs are all over our neighborhood and right. all over our town. And I really, really, really want to go do some shit to them tonight. Like, I want to spray paint racist across them.
That'd be nice.
Like, I don't want to just get rid of them. I want to let people know why they shouldn't be voting for right. Todd Spitzer.
I do appreciate while we were watching Under the Banner of Heaven, so Hulu's got commercials. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of anti-Todd Spitzer commercials. And I'm like, you know what commercial I can get behind? This works for me.
Yeah, I don't care who you are, sir, but you're not Todd vote. Spitzer.
Yeah. You have my vote, sir.
Yeah, that guy is such a racist piece of shit.
Right? God, he's terrible. I was talking to one of my clients who actually does canvassing and talks to people and goes door to door kind of a thing. And there's like, that's all well and good and you know, keep doing that here even in Orange County, even though we're technically flipped to blue, but I feel like we're more purple, you know.
Totally.
But the thing is, we already know California is blue. We already know that it's a Democratic state, and I don't really feel like we're going to lose that. So there's part of me like, should I fly to Kentucky? And like, because I swear to God, Rand Paul and the Mitch McConnells are both from Kentucky, and how they keep fucking winning is beyond me.
Well, you'd have to move to Kentucky. Otherwise, it's legal.
I can't voter go door fraud. To door. No, I'm not
I
voting.
I thought you were talking about voting.
No, no, I'm going to go canvassing to go tell people that they're fucking awful and that they need to not vote for these people.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? I mean, it doesn't sound like fun. No.
I'm a Democrat from California. Get off my land.
I'm just saying there's got to be something we can do because if we don't, I don't want to sound like all super paranoid, but if we don't do well in this midterm, we are so completely fucked mm-hmm. on everything. You know, we're going to lose, we're already on the verge of losing our reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. You know, gay people are going to lose their rights. Who knows? Maybe even interracial couples. Like, you just have no fucking idea. It's a slippery slope. Like, their whole argument against, well, if we have any sort of gun reform, we're going to lose our second, you know, amendment right, which is total bullshit. But they use that, like, can't touch it at all because it's a slippery slope. But it's not a slippery slope for my uterus or, mm-hmm. you know, for birth control. I mean, Louisiana is trying to say that having an IUD is equivalent to murder at this point. And it's like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, that's insanity.
So hopefully people understand how important these midterm elections are. And if they don't, it's just, I don't feel like there's a coming back from that very easily.
Right, totally. And there's been a lot of gun violence. I mean, there's always a lot of gun violence in right. this country, but in the past 3 days alone, there have been you know, huge stories of people, 10 people died at a grocery store.
Right.
Some little white kid who's listening to Tucker Carlson.
Right.
You know, listen to him talk about replacement theory or something
it's
like that.
It's pretty much trying to say that, you know, white... And honestly, like, this whole replacement theory is pretty much saying that there needs to be more white people. Mm-hmm. And also now there's this whole, like, we need you guys to have babies now. Like, I don't feel like this is a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, let's make it so you can't not have babies. And also, we need more white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so fucked. Oh, speaking of, slightly off topic. Oh, I did want to mention one thing, too. That in our town, in, like, the town over from us today, 6 people were shot. 1 person was killed in a church.
Right.
In Laguna Woods, and they were all really old people.
Right.
You know, and these happened to all be Asian people, but, like, you know, gun violence is a fucking thing.
Right.
But I wanted to tell you, just speaking of the, like, white replacement theory or whatever, did you see that show on Netflix called Our Father?
No.
Oh, my God, it was so creepy. I think it's in Indiana, might be in Illinois, it's one of the I states, but it was basically this fertility doctor was jerking off and inserting his own semen into women. Mm-mm. And all these kids, when they started doing 23andMe, found out they were related. There's over 94 kids or something that are half siblings.
What the fuck?
And in some cases too, like, the husband had gone in with the wife and provided a sample to the doctor. The doctor took it in another room, jerked off in a cup, and put his own semen inside the wife.
That's fucked up. Isn't that fucked up?
And there's no law against it. Like, he didn't get... The only thing he got in trouble for was lying to the district attorney or the attorney general or something about having done it. He said he didn't do it when he did. But there's actually no crime. It's not battery. It's nothing.
That's incredibly fucked up.
Right? And the fucked up part about it, so he wouldn't talk about it. He didn't want to come forward. He's like a good religious white man, you know. He had all these character witnesses saying he was such a good man. And, The kids were, like, sleuthing, and they were like, fuck this asshole. Like, who the fuck does that?
Right.
You know, this is our parents and stuff. Our mom and who we thought was our dad isn't our dad.
Right. Well, they'll always be their dad.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
100%, yeah.
And one of the email addresses came back with this thing called Quiverful. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's some religious fanatic thing where it's like you're supposed to have as many babies as you can.
Right.
And repopulate the world with white Christian babies.
Good God.
And that's the thing. This guy was super blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, he was... A lot of the kids are legit theorizing, and rightfully so, that he was trying to, like, you know, just seed this whole area with white people, white babies.
Right.
And now they're in this position where it's like, oh my God, have I dated somebody that's my fucking brother?
Right.
You know? Because there's 90 whatever of them within a 20-mile radius
that's
of each other.
Up.
Yeah, super fucked up. It's called Our Father. It's on Netflix.
Watch that. I need to watch that.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I was going to say, back to the fucking mass murdering of guns, the GOP Twitter put out today that we are always on the side of pro-life or some shit like that.
It's
like,
right,
sure. Like, wow, that's cute, putting this out. No word about gun violence. It makes me choke. It makes me want to, like, murder everybody.
Uh-huh.
I was like, and I know, you know, I probably shouldn't put this on the internet, but, like, why do they keep shooting? Well, I know why. Never mind. I take it all back. I'm like, these fucking assholes, like Tucker Carlson and, like, I forget the senator's name. She also has been spouting this replacement theory thing. And she, like, there's no accountability for these things. I feel like they should be able to turn around, like, the victims that got shot and killed. Like, their family should be able to go and sue Fox News and Tucker Carlson.
Totally.
And,
absolutely.
Like, they're the ones who are, like, propagating this bullshit. It's Elise Stefanik, something like that. I'm not sure. She's a congresswoman, a conference chair, GOP conference chair from New York.
Yeah, she's always tweeting really horrible, problematic bullshit.
Right. Although I have to say, this guy, Toby Morton on Twitter, was tweeting, hey, you know, Elsie or Elise or whatever her name is, you failed to secure Elise Stefanik2022.com, so I got it and created you a new website. Enjoy! So, if you go to that, her name, 2022.com, it pretty much, it's horrible pictures of her looking stupid. and like donate. I'm sure that goes to the person.
Can you read us the website?
It's elisestefanik2022.com. So yeah, you can subscribe, you can donate. It says, "Let's keep it white, the replacement theory and why I support it."
I'm going to put that in our link tree.
Perfect. And then it says, "Who is she? I am a monster. I am a vile, disgusting politician who is responsible for the Buffalo, New York shooting spree. How? What is in his manifesto that I placed into his head? Why?" You know, so pretty much, yeah. Anyways, you can read it because it's great. And I love it. I love when that happens, when they don't get their websites and other people take them. It's like my favorite thing.
I think we should hear a word from our sponsors. And while we're doing that, I'm going to go look at that website.
Fabulous.
Well, hello again. I know it's been a while, but don't you worry. Your friends here at Temple Twat have been hard at work coming up with new products intended to help maintain that holy, holy ears. Today, we're so excited to introduce you to a new evolution in freshness, Temple Twat Poon Powder. Poon Powder is an innovative way to maintain that just showered freshness all day. Just a small handful of Poon Powder can keep that notorious BAG dry and smelling glamorous all day. We're not sure why Heavenly Father chose to make the bearded clam often emit the odor of a rotten tuna taco, but we're here to fix it with three lovely scents. Try Gardenia Gash, Magnolia Muff, or Lilac Lady Garden. And yes, we all know that talcum powder is rubbed on your genitals is a cause of ovarian cancer, but don't you worry. Thanks to tithing, the Mormon Church has enough money to hire the best attorneys to defend itself from lawsuits or pay you in the event that you win.
You won't!
So sprinkle some poo powder on that pink wrinkle and seize the day. Temple Twat, committed to keeping your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 20% off your first purchase of poo powder. Just use the promo code SISTERWIVES at checkout. That's promo code SISTERWIVES for 20% off your first purchase of poo powder.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Hey, you know, all that talk of the Ren Fair earlier and smelling incense and patchouli made me think of a really funny story from the time that I used to work at a natural food grocery store.
Go on.
Do you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
I've had a few pretty fucking terrible bosses in my day. This one, I think, was the worst.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners probably know who she is. I'm going to go ahead and call her Karen. Just for anonymity's sake. But, you know, I was her assistant manager for a long time. And we had this thing. I mean, it was fairly okay for most of the time. I worked there for 10 years. No, and it was pretty okay for most of the time. And then towards the end, like the last couple of years, she really just started taking a disliking to me and just being a horrible cunt to me. Yeah. And this was one of those things too, where like she would always take credit for my work. And, you know, and I think everybody knew, like the higher ups knew
right. Who
was doing what or whatever. It was really infuriating to me. And she, you know, like she would have me do all this stuff, have me do all this work. She wouldn't do shit. Well, I'm, you know, now in retrospect, like having the job I have now, I'm sure she did shit.
Right.
But I did a lot of the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was getting paid, what, like $16 an hour or something back then. But, so this relationship started souring, and I, you know, I'll own up to my part of it. I became a pretty shitty worker, you know, like I was just like, I'm kind of over this shit. I'm tired of you like taking all the credit for everything. I'm tired of doing everything, and I'm tired of you just like piling all this shit on me. So I'll admit that I was, you know, pretty shitty worker there towards the end, especially like the last 6 months
right. That
I worked there. But I did so much of her job that she actually gave me the password to her computer so that I could go onto the computer and do it as if I was her.
Right.
Right? It's that kind of shit. So it wasn't like, you know, whatever got turned in, it had her name on it, her stamp, it came from her email, her computer, because she gave me her password to do it on her computer for her. So it looked like she was doing it.
Right.
Right?
Anyway, God, she sucks.
Yeah, she was so horrible. She was, like, breaking all these rules, too. Like, you're not supposed to get free samples sent to your house, like it's a considered like an ethical conflict of interest. Right. And she was like I saw she mail would come in, it would be like, we sent this to your home address, you know, kind of shit. So like I knew she was being super shady. But anyway, so she really took this disliking to me. And our HR manager, who's at the time, who's someone we know and love, she was coaching her on what to do. Like, she was complaining to the HR manager, Mandy's doing all this stuff. She's, like, being bad, and I want to fire her or whatever. Whatever it was. I don't know the conversation.
Right.
And so the only reason I know she was talking to the HR manager is because she kept a diary of everything on her computer. And the very first diary entry was like, I talked to HR and HR told me that I should be documenting, you know, all the things that she's doing wrong. And so I'm going to start documenting this right now. And so
what a moron.
Right? So I'm reading this living document from the day she starts it, reading everything she adds to it, because I have her computer password on her computer doing her job. So I'm like reading, you know, entry after entry after entry of her just like, just the way that she's documenting these things are like, I do that now. Like, I document things like, oh, this person was late. They were scheduled at this time. They clocked in at this time. Right. Or, hey, we had a conversation about this. This is what I asked them to do. They didn't do it. That sort of thing, which is how you're supposed to be doing that.
Right.
So I watched her, I watched this document evolve. I checked it every single day with, like, checking my email. Like, ooh, did you put anything in the diary about me today? Ooh, did you put anything in the diary about me today? And it starts in October of 06. And it ends the day before I quit the job in June of 07. And so it's a lot. I'm not going to read it all, but there's a couple of things in here just to give you
it. You kept it?
Oh, my God. I emailed it to myself at the very end. I'm going to tell you what I did with it.
Okay.
But I have it in front of me right now. It's in my Gmail. I forwarded it to a lot of people. I was like, look what a cunt my boss is. But yeah, this is the final version. So it's like, just for example... just for an example, she says, so our computers were changed from some software. This affected Mandy's email and all of her addresses were gone. She said it was going to take a long time to set it up again. I asked how many of them were work and how many of them were personal. And she told me some were personal, and I let her know she needs to do the personal on her personal time. She had already been doing this for up to a half an hour. I was at my desk getting ready to meet with her. I thought she was waiting for me, and she thought I was waiting for her. So I don't know if she was doing the addresses for all that time, but when I came down, she was looking at something to do with makeup. Dot, dot, dot. Which, P.S., is my job.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot. Her response to saying she needs to do this on her personal time was solemn. So I asked if she thought this was what she should do, and she said yes. Okay. Okay. That's one entry. Here's another one. I don't remember what date, but Mandy said she felt as if I was watching over her all the time. I said I was not. That's an entry. here's a thing where she finds me looking up something, translating something from English to Spanish, and that's when she decided to go to HR. And so there's this whole thing about the conversation she had with HR. Then she goes into how she gave me a verbal warning about that. Mandy was verbally and physically not happy about this. I don't think she told me any real reason as to why, but I believe she has a personal issue with me, and I think it comes from gossiping and negative talk behind my back. It's like, what? I'm going to scroll down because it just keeps getting better and better and better. Oh, I asked her to stop using so many colors and fonts on the schedule. I've requested this for the last 2 years, and she keeps doing it, and I continue not to say anything. There's a whole thing about how I asked her if I could get spray paint for an end cap. And it's just the stupidest, like, longest paragraph of a thing that was like, I told her the display looked good, and then she went and bought the spray paint she said she was going to buy, and I told her I didn't think she should do that. And then she ends it with, what I really sense is some kind of issue that she isn't given the authority to leave the store and go purchase stuff. It's like, what are you even talking about? For the rest of this day, Mandy has been snotty and defiantly when walking by, giving me the cold shoulder with no eye contact, etc. That's an entry. Here's a good one. Mandy has called in sick... ... Interesting. Period.
However, she did say that she had not been feeling well. That's January 9th, 2007. There's a bunch of more stupid shit that's just like, I asked her what happened to these products she discontinued. She said she put them in the break room. I don't know if that's true, you know?
Does it matter?
No, it didn't matter, obviously. Here's an entry. I keep finding her personal lotion on the counter.
Well, petty.
Let's see if there's anything else good in here. I'm just scrolling.
I would have gone in and, like, updated it before I left. Well, being like,
that's exactly what I did.
Oh, excellent. Go on.
Wait, let me read you the last one. 6-4. Was told she went home to help her sisters do stuff. It was not written on the schedule, as we have agreed. She called in sick today. She's saying she had diarrhea.
Sounds about right.
So that's the last entry. So I think my last day was like a few days later. But I went in and a whole bunch of people at work were in on this too.
Right.
Like, I was like, should I just delete it on my last day? No. Or should I, like, change it to say something else?
Yes.
And so we had written this whole outline of, like, you know, January 6th, Mandy's so wonderful. I don't know what I would do without her. January 8th, Mandy continues to do my job for me. I'm really thankful for her.
Right.
And that kind of stuff.
That's exactly what I would have done.
Just a really long, stupid entry like that. So on my last day, I forwarded this to my Gmail. I have it still, obviously, to this day because I'm reading from it. I forwarded that to my Gmail from her computer. I deleted it, and then I replaced it with this document that was like, Mandy's so wonderful. I'm so glad she does my job for me.
I gave her all my passwords so that it could look like I'm doing it.
Exactly. So, yeah. I haven't even thought about this. I don't know why it popped in my head, but it just popped in my head. And I'm so glad that I still have this because it was just so fun to read today.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the worst boss I've ever had.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking terrible.
Karen. Y'all know Karen.
Karen. Mm. That's so funny. I was going to say, I had a great boss at the same natural food grocer. but I did work at the meat department, who was not a great boss. Now, she didn't have any, like, I don't know. She just was never, like, our job was to cut meat and just, you know, wrap it, display it, clean it up, you know, whatever. I don't think I ever saw her cutting a piece of meat in my life. She was always up in the office, up at her computer. And then her assistant manager did work, but he was also up there quite a bit. No one bothered to teach me anything, like, how to, like, I did pork, I did lamb, and, like, chicken. So if we were out of those things, I could cut them, clean them, put them out. And also, mind you, everybody worked mornings. They're there at, like, 7 a.m., and so they'd all get off around 2, leaving me and one other person who also didn't know how to cut beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be like, well, where's all the New Yorks? Like, why are we out of beef? I'm like, well, that's weird, because I don't know how to cut it. Like, I mean, I could just go in and butcher, for all intents and purposes, butcher it and fuck it up. These are expensive sides of meat.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they all thought I was the worst, but to be fair, no one ever trained me how to do it, so what am I supposed to do? So, being that I could only do these things, which limited everything, I would take my breaks and go to the bar, the Beaver down the street, and then I'd come back, and then I would just sit around and just talk to bakery and the deli people who shared an apartment with us, and, like, I was... horrible employee.
You know what I just thought of? A few of us have gone to work for the corporate version of this, you
right.
know, this little grocery store we worked at, which, you know, had obviously figured out a lot of things about how to operate, you know, which was great to learn. But a bunch of us have gone to work for that company. And I just remembered, as you were talking about that, my boss, Karen, actually went to work for the company as well.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, back when she left the job. And her position was basically my position when I left. So she, instead of being like the manager, she was the assistant manager.
Ah.
And I think she did that for maybe like 6 months before she was gone.
Really? Oh, good. Yeah. She didn't last.
Yeah, I just kept a little tabs on her, you know, just to see, like, I would put in her email address because we all have the same. It's a formulaic email address,
right.
You know, at right. .com. And, yeah, so I was like, when I heard she'd gotten a job, I was like, I felt really proud of myself because
I was in a higher position than she was immediately.
Right. Yes.
And continued to get higher positions after that.
Right.
And, yeah, she didn't last very long.
Yeah, because she's awful and has no work ethic.
But the HR manager at that store, God love
her. The best. Just the best.
Just delightful.
There was a fun little story about that was, I had a boyfriend that I had been seeing for like 6 months, you know, whatever. I don't want to get into it, but he fucking broke my heart and cheated on me with some skank from the deli.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned it.
Yeah, I have it for a couple episodes though, so it's fine. But anyways, what had happened was, is like, I don't know, they banged at some party and then he flew out to Utah and hung out with me and our family, which was just rude. Mm-hmm. And then when we got back, I found out about it, whatever, we broke up. Or he broke up with me and then I found out about it. And then he tried to be like, I'm so sorry. Anyways, long story short, he writes me this long letter like, oh, I don't love her. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm an idiot. I'm like, yeah, you are. And I ripped it up and then I was like, no. And then I taped it back together and then I Xeroxed it and I put it in her inbox because we all have our own box
mailbox
up at the where you clock in and clock out, and so I'm like, fuck that bitch. So I put it in there and then I heard a little bit later that she was gonna go to HR about it because apparently I'd violated something. So I went to our HR person and I was like, hey, I need to talk to you about something real quick. I don't know if I did anything bad or not, but I just figured you should have a heads up. She's like, what happened? So I told her, I was like, but, you know, I was just letting her know that her boyfriend is, you know, a piece of shit. Who's saying he loves me and not her. So I just thought she should know about it. And now she's telling people she's going to come talk to HR about it. And she's like, yeah, you're fine, but don't do that ever again. So it's really nice when you're friends with the person who's in charge of human resources.
Oh, you know what I just remembered? I haven't thought about this forever, but I have a funny one too where, we used to make the tags, the shelf tags that go on the shelf. I used to hand write those. It was like a little Avery label and I would write the vendor at the top and do a little outline by hand and then write the name and the price and everything. All that stuff was written by hand.
I remember that.
Can you imagine how long that took?
Yeah.
You know, anyway. So I had a whole shift of that because we were redoing the whole department or redoing the whole thing.
So it would be like where the price tag is underneath the product, right?
Yeah. There's no barcodes. It was all handwritten. Right. So this was like an 8-hour shift of me doing this. And so I went up. We had a little like conference room office thing upstairs. And so I was like had scheduled myself to be off the floor just to do this all day long. And which was fun for me too, because like I, you know, artistic or whatever. And I was doing it for a while, and I was so bored in there, and it was like hours and hours of just, you know, hand cramping and writing. And we had one of those little TV VCR combo things in there, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna put on a movie, you know, just like background noise,
right?
And, you know, I was thinking about it like putting on a CD or something,
right?
Like, you know, I'm still obviously doing my work, but then I can hear, you know, it's Pee Wee's Big Adventure or something, Point Break, something I've seen a billion times, right? So it's like in the background, so it'll entertain me. And so I'm doing that for a while. I don't know how long I'd been in there doing it. And the HR manager, same HR manager, comes in and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was legitimately like shocked that she was angry. And I was like, I'm working. I'm like not watching it. She's like, this is really questionable. You're in here in a locked room, in a closed room, watching movies on the clock. And I was like, okay, I can see why you would think that. I swear to God, I'm not. Look at all this work I've done, and I showed her. But when I think back on that now, like having done the job that I'm doing now for so long, it's like, oh my God, I should have been fucking fired for that. Even though I was being productive, like, dumbass. So, yeah, that was a little learning, a learning
sometimes,
grocery store.
You know, it's nice to be able to have the little leeway of knowing where you went wrong. I won't tell the full story, but I moved to grocery and I was an even worse employee. And we found out that I should just either A, work for tips, or work for myself. And, and I think we figured that out pretty. I was like, I can't be somebody's employee, or at least need to be compensated per my performance, not just overall, because mm-hmm. it doesn't work for me that way. Yeah.
And if you'd like to compensate Charlotte for her performance, yes. why don't you head on over to our Patreon?
It's as little as $3 and as much as you want to give us.
And the votes are in. It looks like we're going to do the CTB ring.
Yeah.
Choose the bad for our patrons. So look forward to that coming your way soon.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps people find us.
We are on all the social medias. We are on Instagram,
Facebook. We have official merch, and you can get it.
It's on our Tee Public site, which is on our Linktree, which is on all our social medias.
Go to YouTube, like, subscribe, share.
We have 83 subscribers. I wonder what it would take to get to 100.
Boobs.
And finally, send us your stories if you'd like to share your stories with us, or if you'd like to be a guest on our show. Hit us up on Instagram or send us a Facebook message. We would love to do it.
FHEBadMormons@gmail.com.